We are in Simin Shin Mem Hei. We're up to Sif Tezvav. The calendar has us doing Tezvav into Zion, but Yud Zion seems to have gotten seems to have fallen between the cracks. So we'll do that today as well. Sif Tezvav. Baya She'ein Tocho Asara. A house that is not, where the inside of it is not 10. So we're talking about a house. In order for a house to be a Rishus HaYachid, it has to be 10 tfachim high and 4 by 4 tfachim wide. What happens if you made a very low house where the inside of it is not 10 tfachim high? V'kiruyo mashlimo la'asara. The ceiling is a tefach thick. So the outside of it is 10 tfachim high. Like the roof of it would definitely be a Rishus HaYachid. The question is, what is the status of the inside of the house? V'yesh bo dalid al dalid, and it's 4 by 4 tefachim wide. Tocho karmelis, the inside is considered a karmelis. V'al gambo rishus hayachid, whereas on top of it would be a rishus hayachid. So this is straightforward. Now it says Allah, and this is the Gemara. Imchokik bo dalid al dalid. What if you went ahead and dug into it an area that's 4 by 4? Which means that, just imagine this, you're dealing with a very low ceiling, and then in the center of the room you go and dig the floor down to lower the floor level, so that there you now have 4 by 4 tefachim, and you added the tefach so that on the inside you now have 10 tefachim. The halachi is, v'mchokik bo dalal al dalal afilu be'emtza, rochik mirakzolim, far away from the walls, nasa kula rishus hayachid, the whole thing is a rishus hayachid. Now, what is the chiddush of rochuk min aksalim? The halacha is in sukkah. That, let us say you have a sukkah that is not 10 tefachim high on the interior of the sukkah. So it says that that's not, we learn how teishu came to duru, you have to have a house, and that is considered a lul shel tarnegolim, it's a chicken coop, that's not a house. So what did you do? At the center of it, you dug out 4 by 4, or 7 by 7, and that is 10 tefachim high. Meaning that you gave the added tefach, so together with what it used to be and this, you now have 10 tefachim. The halacha there is that if this chakak that you dug out is not within 3 tefachim of the mechitzis, the sukkah is pasul. Yet in Shabbos, the halacha is that it is a Rishus HaYachid. What's the difference? So Tosfos gives a teretz, and the truth is that there are several teruts in both, in Tosfos as well as other Rishonim, and as a machlokas achronim, how to understand it. Tosfos says, first of all, that in Sukkah, the halacha is that you need the mechitza hitting the end of the schach. If this charitz that you made, is within 3 tefachim of the schach, so that's fine. If not, then the halacha is that the only place that you really have mechitza is in the charitz. Since the charitz is not at the end of the schach, that would not be good enough. And that's the halacha in sukkah. But in Shabbos, all you need is that the area is set off by 10 tefachim. Exactly how many pieces that's in is irrelevant. Now there's a machlokas haposkim exactly what pshat there is. Some say that that's only because the wall on the outside was 10 tefachim high. Otherwise, we would never be mitztarif in Shabbos, the tefach of the charitz and the 9 tefachim of the walls, if they're not within a sheer lovud, if they're more than 3 tefachim away. Others say no, it has nothing to do with the outside. In other words, the question is it because the outside walls set off this area from the outside, so it's a Rishus HaYachid, and all you then need is an area of Dalad al Dalad by Yud that you can actually use, and you have that here. Or no, that you need the outside walls to be 10 tefachim high. L'maisa, it's a machlokas aposkim that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Sif Tezayin. Gag habolit al mechitzas habayis. You have a house, and then the roof extends past the walls of the house. Be'inyin shein mechitzas habayis nikaros loman al agag, where someone on the roof could not see the mechitzas. Have a karmelis, vafilu gavoa v'rochav harbe. It is a karmelis no matter how wide and high it is. V'im chalon pasuach loman habayis. What if it's got an attic in a way that you can use it to the house? If you have a window open to whatever Karishas HaYachid, it's considered Rishas HaYachid. Why is that? This is like a hole that's open to the Rishas HaYachid, which gets the din of Rishas HaYachid. V'chein zizin ha-boltim in ha-kosel. If you have protrusions from the wall, v'yesh b'em dalet al dalet, and they have 4x4 tfachim, have a karmelis, that is a karmelis. Elim kein chalon ha-bayis besuach lehem, unless it's open to the house, in which case it is chorei Rishas HaYachid. Now, later we learn that there's no such thing as a karmelis above 10 tfachim. So the poskim asked, how can you have a karmelis on the roof of the house? So the answer that a karmelis cannot be higher than 10 tfachim starting from the floor of the karmelis. Here, the roof is the floor of the karmelis, so you got 10 tfachim on top of that. The grub brings those who disagree and say that there's no metzias of a karmelis l'mayla me'asora. And he seems to go with that. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings that according to Tosfos, the roof would have to protrude 4 tfachim. Lemaisa, although the halach isn't necessarily like Tosfos, together with the Gra, who holds that there's no karmelis lemaila miyud, even though it's just starting over there, the Mishnah Berurah says that you could be makel if you put the two together. Further, Sif Yud Zayin, Chore karmelis einam ke karmelis. A hole in a karmelis that does not go all the way into the Rishus HaYachid. So you're walking on a karmelis, next to you is the wall of a house, and there's a hole in it that doesn't go all the way through. Eleim nidonim lefi gavam v'rochban. So it depends on the area. What is that? That means if it's not dalet al dalet, it's a makom patur. Otherwise, it's a karmelis. Now, we will later see the shita of the Ramah that there's no such thing as a makom patur in a karmelis. So the question is, if this is less than dalet al dalet, why is it a makom patur? There is no such thing in a karmelis, and the answer is because it's at the very edge and it's nikar, and we'll get back to that soon.